Dr. Ekman 是我在Western Seminary 7-8年以前开始在那边上课的时候第一次遇见他，然后后来余弟兄也在不同的 occasion 不同的场合也跟 Dr. Ekman 有几次的见面，所以那今天我们能够来请到他在我们中间有这样子的分享，我们非常非常的高兴啊，他非常的幽默哈，不晓得今天有没有时间让他幽默。那他有很多很丰富的人生的经历，神特别是神在他身上，在他家里面从小的家里面的工作是非常非常的美好。他是希伯来文的专家，是 New King James Study Bible 的他曾经帮忙翻译写那个 commentary 在Minor Prophets 小先知书里面，所以我听说他自己个人灵修成根的时候都读希伯来文的圣经Dr. Edmund, I met him first time when about 7-8 years ago when I started taking classes in Western Seminary. He was a pastor for 16 years and then served as the dean of Western Seminary in both San Jose and the Sacramento campuses for 10 years? 9. And he's still teaching at Western Seminary, but has been dedicating more and more time on BWGI Ministries, which stands for Becoming What God Intended. After the sermon, after the breaking of bread, he will have a brief introduction about those ministries to our congregation. He is an expert in Hebrew and has contributed to the New King James Study Bible on several of the minor prophets. I heard, I don't know whether it's true, that he uses or he reads a Hebrew Bible, for his personal devotion, and I think that's very amazing. So it's Hebrew is like his language, his own language. So I think we really thank the Lord to have this privilege having Dr. Ekman in our midst today. So I'll just give the time to Dr. Ekman and let him to have more time to introduce himself. Yeah, a lot of wonderful personal testimony. Yeah.
Good morning.
大家早。
I have an unusual voice.
今天声音听起来非常的特别。
It's good to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天能够跟大家在一起。
Nancy, you and I had an unusual conversation a few minutes ago.
在几分钟以前，Nancy姐妹跟我有一段不寻常的对话。
I was introduced to her son outside.
在外面有人介绍念慈姐的儿子给我。
So I was thinking about her son, and while I was seated there,
所以当我坐在这里的时候，我想的是念慈姐妹的儿子。
I said to her, "How many children do you have?"
所以我就问念慈姐妹你有几个孩子？
And she said, "We have 63."
他就说我们今天有63个孩子。
We have 63 under the age of 11.
我们63个孩子都是11岁以下。
I thought, surely this is a church of miracles.
我想这真是一个充满神迹的教会。
At that moment, I could tell she was a pastor's wife.
那我就知道她是一位牧师的妻子。
When I was pastoring,
当我也是在牧会的时候，
and when my daughter was 4 years of age,
当时我女儿4岁，
we were at a church potluck.
当时我们在一个教会的那个聚餐。
My daughter is now 27 years of age.
现在我女儿已经27岁了。
But when she was 4,
当她还4岁的时候，
at the church dinner, she wanted to get my attention.
在那个教会的聚餐里面，她想要得到我的注意力。
She said, Daddy, Daddy.
所以她就叫我爸爸，爸爸。
And I kept on talking to the church member.
但是我继续跟我们会友说话。
And then she said, David, David.
所以她就开始叫我的名字，大卫，大卫。
I still did not hear her voice.
我还是没有听见她的声音。
And then she said, Pastor.
然后她就叫我牧师。
And I immediately looked at her.
我马上就去看她。
And she had my attention.
然后她得到了我的注意。
So I understand about your 63 children.
所以我能够了解为什么念慈姐妹有63个孩子。
Again, it is very good to be with you.
真的很高兴能够跟大家在一起。
A number of you I have had as students at Western Seminary.
有些人在Western 神学院读书，我见过你们。
Like Christine Yu. And others, and so it's a joy to be with you as you worship the Lord this morning.
所以我很高兴今天能够跟大家一起在这里敬拜主。
As was mentioned, I work for Western Seminary.
像刚刚念慈姐妹的介绍，我在 Western 神学院，西方神学院教书。
And I also work for Becoming What God Intended Ministry.
同时，我有一个事工，就是成为神。神要我们成为的。I tried.
I have been told that that's impossible to translate into Chinese.
有人跟我说那个 becoming what God intended 很难把它翻译成中文。
And you just proved it.
的确不容易。
We produce materials, videos, audio material.
我们有许多的
books.
有我们publish 很多的书，还有许多的录音带。
And so some of those will be available after the church service.
所以有一些我今天就带来了，那就摆在外面。
What's very exciting about this?
有一样我觉得感到很兴奋的。
This has just been translated into Chinese.
像这本书最近被翻译成中文。
For distribution in mainland China.
所以可以在中国大陆销售。
And this is on its way to being translated, Healthy Relationship.
那这本书呢，也正在被翻译成中文。
And then there are other books that a publisher for us produces.
那这些书呢，我也是出版了这些书。
And those will be available.
都在会后在外面我们可以出售。
That was called an advertisement.
这就是我做的广告。
This is our organization.
这个是我们的那个事工。
And that is our website.
也是我们的网站。
Very shortly, we will have a website in Chinese.
在不久的将来，我们就会有一个中文的网站。
That will be directed towards mainland China.
是为着中国大陆的基督徒。
Does that wall look familiar?
我想可能大家都认识这个墙，长城。
I hope I now look familiar.
我希望你们大家都很熟悉。
We were there in Beijing twice now.
我们曾去过北京两次。
Doing the following.
这是我们所做的事工。
Back one. Nope, forward one. We'll get this down. This is actually a secular conference I attended.
我参加了这个 conference, 比较是世界的 conference.
It was the first China-USA Forum for Adolescent Health.
这是第一届中美青年青少年健康论坛。
And I'm proud to say,
那我很高兴的是
that I was the oldest man there.
我是其中年纪最大的一位。
I love lecturing in China.
我很喜欢在中国讲道。
The older I get, the more people listen.
我年纪越大呢，听我讲道的人越多。
Now in the United States,
但是在美国呢
the older I get,
我越年纪越大呢
all I get is decrepit. Falling apart, decrepit, dumber.
听我讲到的呢，就是一些老弱的人。
This was sponsored by the University of Beijing.
这是北大所办的。
The Beijing Red Cross.
还有北大的北京的红十字会。
The Young Communist League.
还有年轻的
Communist Youth League.
共青团。
And other organizations.
还有其他的组织。
Completely secular conference.
这都不是一个基督徒的论坛。
When I wasn't lecturing,
当我在那里演讲的时候
I spent all my time giving the gospel.
我整个的演讲我都是在传福音。
Because I mentioned the word God once in a lecture.
在我的演讲里面我曾经有一次提到神。
And person after person would walk up and ask,
那会后就有许一个接一个的人会来问我
Do you believe in God?
他说你信神吗
Of course.
当然
And then we would talk for hours.
然后我们就可以谈上几个小时
And a group of five or six would gather.
然后就会有五六个人聚在一起
And then a translator would come over.
然后有一个翻译就会来
And I would give the gospel for hours.
我就会跟他们用几个小时的时间传福音。
We do work on campuses in the United States for Campus Crusade.
在美国呢，我们的事工就是在大学的校园里面。
Giving the gospel in the United States is hard work.
在美国的校园传福音其实非常的不容易。
This was incredibly easy.
而在中国却非常的容易。
Just a wonderful time for giving the gospel.
我们的传福音真的有一个很美好的时光。
Then the last time I was there, Beijing Foreign Language University.
我最后一个晚上我是在北京的对外国语言学院。
They're very helpful. You need to be careful. This was again a secular conference.
这同时也是一个非基督教性质的一个大会。
The student body created that banner.
那学生呢就制作了这么一个牌子。
And I actually lectured from some of the written material from the book Healthy Relationships.
当我的演讲呢其实有一部分就是从我的书里面讲的。
Again, a completely secular event.
那这个大会其实也是一个完全不是基督教的一个大会。
With the opportunity to give the gospel.
但是我仍然有机会来传福音。
And I'll be going back in October again.
今年十月我会再回去。
To do the same thing at several universities.
我还会在许多的大学做同样的事情。
It's just wonderful fun.
这实在非常的美好。
We do have a translation team that is translating our material.
那这就是我们翻译的一个团队，在把我的书翻译成中文。
That is also producing material for the internet.
他们为我们的网站翻译。
Audio and video material.
还有我们的书，我们的录音带。
And the whole point of all of that
那这所有的事工的目的呢
is to tell people there is a Father in heaven
就是要告诉人在天上我们有一位父亲
who knew us before we ever existed
在我们还没有存在的时候他就已经认识我们
who has loved us before we were ever born
在我们还没有出生之前他就已经爱上我们
And was willing to give a son on our behalf.
他愿意为了我们的缘故牺牲他的儿子。
And so to the subject of the sermon.
所以今天我们讲到的题目。
The title of the sermon is the four great experiences.
那今天我们要讲的就是四个很奇妙的经历。
I'm presently writing a book with that title.
我现在呢就就着这个题目写正在写一本书。
So I want to try out the contents of the book on you.
所以我今天呢就想把这本书的内容先跟你们讲一遍。
And the thrust of the book is as follows.
这个书的重点呢就是
There are four critical experiences every Christian should have.
每一位基督徒都应该有四重非常重要的经历。
And these experiences are more than information.
而这些经历呢，不单只是知识而已。
They create a foundation for an entirely new way of living.
而这个经历呢，就成为我们一个完全新的生活经历的一个基础。
And there are experiences that every Christian should have.
而这四重经历是每一位基督徒都应该有的。
Because they become the basis of Christian character.
因为这成为我们基督徒品格的一个根基。
There are some silly ways out there of having character. Silly way.
有一些讲到品格的那个说法听起来是蛮好笑的。
Do you see the black button up there?
你们看见了一个黑点吗？一个黑的按钮。
Black button.
一个黑的按钮还是一个纽扣按钮。
Silly people believe.
有一些神经的人呢，就相信，就会这么想。
I wish I knew what you were saying. You're funnier than I am.
Trust me. Don't worry.
I will not. Never worry about what you do not understand.
对于你听不懂的话呢，你就不要担心。
Back to the black button.
Okay, 我们再回到这个黑色的按钮。
Many people actually think this way.
有一些人呢，他们就这么个想法。
They think that life is just built around right or wrong choices.
有些人呢认为他们一生的经历呢就是建立在一些对和错的一些抉择上。
They actually have the silly belief.
但他们的想法呢其实是很可笑的。
That the whole point of life is to do the right thing.
他们想我们这人生一生呢就是该做对的事。
They act like they have a black button on themselves.
所以他们呢行事为人就好像他们手中有一个黑色的按钮。
And in order to do right,
为了要做对的事,
all they have to do is push that black button down.
他们所要做的呢就是按下这个黑色的按钮。
Like that.
就把这个黑色的按钮按下去,像这样子。
And they do the right thing.
然后呢，他们就可以做对的事。
But in Christianity,
但是在基督教、基督信仰里
，life is much more than that.
生命是比这些更多更大。
Life is living out of four critical experiences.
我们的生命其实要活经历活出这四种非常重要的经历。
And as we live out of those experiences,
当我们从这些经历中活出来
we end up doing the right things,
我们就会做对的事。
But they are an overflow of the life.
但是这对的事是出于因为我们把那个对的生命活了出来。
Now, do you follow what I mean by this black button?
你们了解我刚刚讲的这个黑色按钮的这个比喻吗？
It's simply a word picture.
这其实就是一个图画，一个图像。
That people think all they have to do is push it.
很多人就想，我们所要做的呢，就是按下去。
But how many of you have a black button on you?
但是多少人，你们手中握有这个黑色的按钮？
Can you find it?
你能找到这个黑色的按钮吗？
Is it behind your head?
是不是在你的头的后面？
In your ear?
在你耳朵里？
In a pocket?
在你口袋里？
There is no black button.
没有这样黑色的按钮。
Life is lived from what goes on inside of us.
因为生命是从里面活出来的。
It's not lived based on the choices we make.
不是只是在于我们所做的抉择而已。
It's based on the experiences we have.
而是根据我们的经历而活出来的。
And there are four great experiences every Christian should have.
每一位基督徒都应该有四个非常重要的经历。
And we'll see what they are.
我们现在就来看这四个经历是什么。
The first experience is having God as a father.
第一个经历呢，就是经历神是一位父亲。
I was delighted with the music this morning.
今天早上我非常的喜欢我们的敬拜的音乐。
Because it talked about the love of God the Father.
因为我们今天唱的诗歌呢，就是在说天父的爱。
For myself,
至于我自己。
One of the wonderful things about Christianity
对我来说基督信仰一个很美好的经历
is that God is a good, loving, affectionate father.
就是神是一位好的充满爱的父亲。
The reason why that's so important to me
为什么这对我这么重要呢
is that my own father was an alcoholic.
因为我肉身的父亲是一个酒徒。
For a person of my age,
对于我这个年龄来说
which is 60,
我今年60岁
25%
差不多25%的年龄
of people my age growing up,
差不多25%我这个年龄的人在他们成长的过程中
in the United States,
在美国这个国家
grew upin a home with an alcoholic in it.
那他们成长的家庭里面呢都会有一个至少有一个酒徒酗酒的人。
And oftentimes that is worse than having no father at all.
有的时候你生长在一个家庭里你的父亲是酗酒的有时候比没有父亲更糟糕。
So one of the wonderful things about Christianity.
所以对我来说，基督教的信仰一件对我来说非常美好的事。
Is that when you trust in Jesus Christ?
当我们来相信耶稣基督。
He immediately wants you to meet his father.
他立刻呢就要把你介绍给这位天父。
And experience the love that he has experienced for eternity.
然后让我们来经历他的爱，直到永永远远。
And that's the first great experience.
这就是第一个很重要的经历。
Now, this is John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13.
这个经文是在约翰福音第一章12、13节。
And it's my translation in English.
这是我自己的英文翻译。
So if you're looking at an English Bible, there are differences between the two.
所以你如果现在在读的是英文的圣经会跟你的圣经有点不一样因为这是我自己翻译的。
Oh, and I need to correct you.
我需要纠正一下刚刚念慈姐妹的介绍。
I have devotions out of the Hebrew Bible and the Greek New Testament.
当我自己在灵修的时候呢，我同时读的是希伯来文还有希腊文的圣经。
It's always good to find out what the New Testament has to say.
因为新约是希腊文的圣经，那我们读的时候就读希腊文。
Now let's look at the verse.
好，我们现在来看看这一节经节。But
as many as received him, referring to Christ,
凡接待他的人就是接待基督的人。
To them gave he the inherent right.
他就赐他们那个继承权。
The ownership of that right.
就是给他们那个继承的权利。
To become children of God.
成为神的儿女，有这个权利。
To those who are believing in his name.
凡信他名的人,
the name of Jesus Christ.
信耶稣基督的名的人。
Now, notice this last part.
然后我们注意到下面一段。
Who were born not of blood.
这等人不是从血气生的。
Now, that means that they became children of God.
换句话说,他们成为神的儿女。
Not because of their bloodline.
不是因着他们的血缘。
Not because... Oh. Very good. Who says it? The pastor. This is called a pastor's toy.
这是牧师有的一个小玩具。
Born.
生,
blood.
血,
this refers to bloodline.
这里的血是指血缘,
like royalty.
就好像是那个贵族,
nobility.
像贵族的血缘,
and it says, not because of who your parents were.
换句话说, 不在乎你的父母是谁,
nor of the will of the flesh.
也不是从人意生的。
We have this right of being children of God.
我们得到权柄做神的儿女。
Not because any human being determined it.
不是因着人而决定的。
But God himself determined it.
而是神决定的。
The wonderful thing is,
为什么这么好呢?
Every atom of your being,
因为每一个我们身上的原子,
was crafted by God the Father.
都是神精心制造的。
When you were born,
当你出生的时候,
you were the person he intended you to be.
你就是他所想要你成为的那个样子。
And when you trusted in Christ,
当你接受相信了主耶稣,
it was his intention that you trust in Christ.
其实是天父希望, 是他的本意, 要你来相信主耶稣。
For it was not based upon man.
所以这不是因着人,
nor of the will of man.
不是从人意来的,
but of God.
而是从神来的。
And the word for will,
而这个字, will, 就是这个意思,
means a settled desire of God.
是神已经决定的一个意愿。
He wanted you to become his child.
换句话说,他想要你成为他的儿女。
And he wanted to become your father.
他想要成为你的父亲。
He strongly desired it.
他非常非常的有这个盼望,想要得着。
So much so it became a determination of his heart.
当他这个意愿这么强的时候,在他里面就做了这么一个决定。
And the first great experience,
而第一个很美妙的经历,
is having a sense that there is a Father in heaven.
就是有一个感觉,我们真的有一个父亲在天上,
who enjoys who you are,
而他非常的喜欢你,
who likes you as a person.
他喜欢你就是这么样的一个人。
I had a terrible experience 2 years ago.
2年以前我有一个非常糟糕的经历。
I had a heart attack.
我有一个我中风，心脏麻痹，中风，心脏病。
That's what I had. I had one of those. It about killed me.
我几乎致命。
25%.
25%。
Of people who have serious heart attacks.
就是曾经心脏病发过的人。
Go into clinical or serious depression.
就会经历一些沮丧。
And unfortunately, I was one of the 25%.
很不幸的，我就是那25%的人口中的其中一位。
If you ever go through depression,
如果你曾经经历过沮丧。
Or if you have gone through depression,
或是你以前经历过沮丧。
I am your friend.
我就是你的朋友。
Because it's terrible.
因为实在感觉非常不好。
But the best thing about the experience was this.
但是这个经历好的地方呢？
I knew I had a father in heaven who loved me.
虽然我经过了沮丧，但是我仍然深深的知道我在天上有一个父亲，他爱我。
In severe depression, you go somewhat crazy.
当你的沮丧非常严重的时候，你几乎就是要崩溃发疯。
But even crazy people need to know they're loved.
但是就是发疯的人也需要知道他们是被爱的。
And during that time, I felt deeply loved.
在那个时候，我深深的感觉我是被爱的。
During an incredibly difficult time，
在我经过非常非常不容易的经历。
The second great experience is having that sense of being loved by Him, an experience of being loved。
第二个这样子的经历呢，就是我们必须要知道我们是被他爱的，而且深深的被他爱。
Now, Romans 5:8 is the verse we're going to look at.
那我们现在要看的就是罗马书第五章第八节。
And I have translated this one also.
那这也是我自己的翻译版。
And I've expanded the translation to make more sense.
那我把这我加了一些使这个翻译呢更顺更容易明白。
And what it's saying is God the Father.
神这个父神
is presently and continually recommending his own passionate delight towards us.
就是他是这位父神，他现在而且他继续不断的把他的那个对我们的深情这个爱向我们来表达。
And this verse is saying,
那这一节呢所说的
that God the Father in heaven,
在我们在天上的父神
is presently and continually
现在而且继续不断的
over and over again
不断的一而再再而三的
presently recommending his love
把他的那个爱向我们来表达
he in effect is saying
换句话说他正在对我们说
to be loved by me is wonderful
被我爱是一件很好的事
And he's presently and continually doing that.
他不断地来向我们介绍他的爱。
And I translate love as passionate delight.
我把那个爱呢翻译成热情，还对我们的喜悦。
Because God the Father delights in people.
因为我们的天父喜悦人。
And the reason why his love is so wonderful.
为什么他的爱这么的美妙
is that in that while we were continually sinners
当我们还继续不断的做一个罪人的时候
Christ died for us
基督为我们死
at our worst moment
在我们最糟糕的时刻
when we were doing the worst sin
当我们在做罪当我们在犯最糟糕的罪的时候
God the Father said he loved us at that worst moment.
天父对我们说，就在你做犯最高最糟糕的罪的这个时刻，我最爱你。
He looked beyond our sin.
他越过我们的罪。
And he saw our person.
他看见了我们这个人。
He saw who we were.
他看见我们是谁。
And he loved that person.
而他爱那个人。
The love of God is wonderful.
神的爱非常的美好。
Doesn't everyone here?
你们每一位都听见了吗?
Want to be loved for who you are?
你希望就是照着你的本相而被爱吗?
Not just for what you do.
而不是因为你做了什么事。
But for who you are.
而是因为你是谁。
That is what the verse is saying.
而那节圣经讲的就是这个。
When we were doing the worst things,
当我们还在犯最糟糕的罪的时候，
God the Father still delighted in who we were.
神仍然喜悦我们这个人。
And having a sense of being loved that way.
如果我们能够感觉到我们是这样子的被爱的，
is one of the most liberating experiences in life.
我们如果有这样子的感觉，这是我们人生中一个最释放的时刻。
It is a love I do not have to earn.
因为这样子的爱，我们不需要去赢来。
It is a love I do not have to deserve.
也不是我们配得的。
In order to receive that love.
为了要接受得着这样子的爱。
All I have to do is breathe.
我们所需要做的呢，就是呼吸。
And so the second great experience is feeling the Father's love.
所以我们第二个非常重要的经历呢，就是我们要来感受到天父的爱。
The third great experience.
第三个的重要的经历。
Is being valued for who you are.
而是神看重我们的所事，我们这个人是谁。
And not what you do.
而不是我们做了什么。
The world culture.
这个世界的文化。
Is based on the money you have.
是根据你有多少钱。
The education you have.
你受了多少教育。
The position you have.
你所拥有的东西。
But heaven doesn't work that way.
但是天国不是这样子的。
Heaven is interested in persons.
天国喜欢的，他所注意的是人。
The Indian in the jungles of Brazil.
在巴西在丛林里面的印第安人。
Who doesn't have a laptop.
他们可能没有手提电脑。
Who cannot read.
他们也不能读书。
Who has no education.
没有受过教育。
No money.
没有钱。
Is just as valued.
但是从他们被看重的程度。
As a person in Silicon Valley.
跟一个在矽谷的人比起来。
Because God's love.
是一样的，因为神的爱。
It's not based on what we do.
不是照着我们做了什么。
But who we are to him.
而是我们对他是谁。
Notice how Titus chapter 3 verses 4 and 5 says that.
那我们现在来看提多书第三章第四到第五节。
But when the kindness of God our Savior.
但到了神我们救主的恩慈。
In the context referring to God the Father.
那这里讲的神就是父神。
And liking of humanity appeared.
当他向人世所示的慈爱显明的时候。
That phrase is actually one word.
那刚刚比的那一个片句呢，其实是一个字，原文里是一个字。
One word in Greek.
在希腊文里面是一个字。
It's the Greek word philanthropy.
那就是这个希腊文 philanthropy.
You've heard of philanthropy.
你们听过这个字吗？
It means to like humanity.
是去爱人，人类。
So when the kindness of God our Savior and liking of humanity appeared,
所以换句话说，当神我们的救主的恩慈，还有他对人的喜爱出现的时候，
He saved us.
他就救赎了我们。
Not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness.
不是因为我们所行的义。
That means,
换句话说，
God is not watching to see how well you press that black button of morality.
神并不是在看我们如何每天在按着这个黑色的这个按钮。
He's not watching how many right and wrong decisions you make.
他不是在看你每天做了多少对，做了多少错的抉择。
What he's concerned about,
他所关心的
is how do you respond to his love for you.
而是你如何对他对你的爱的反应，你如何对他反应。
So according to his mercy,
因着他的怜悯，
And by the work of the Holy Spirit,
还有圣灵的工作，
He rescued us.
他救赎了我们。
Three great experiences so far.
所以我们到目前已经讲了三个重要的经历。
Knowing God as an Abba Father.
知道神是一位父。
Having a sense of being loved by Him.
而且可以感觉到他的爱。
And knowing that we matter to him as persons.
而且知道他看重我们是因为我们这个人。
And then the fourth experience.
第四个经历。
The experience of seeing yourself the way the Father sees you.
经历要从天父的眼光来看我们自己。
Would you believe this?
你相信吗？
That God the Father
天父
sees you differently
看你们呢,
than you see yourself.
跟你们自己看自己是不一样的。
And that what Christianity is,
那基督的信仰是什么呢?
Is taking our view of ourselves,
就是把我们对自己的看法,
and getting it to match,
慢慢的跟
the Father's view of us.
神的眼光看我们呢，慢慢的把它符合起来。
The more we see ourselves,
我们越多的
the way he sees us,
我们越多的从神的眼光来看我们自己，
the healthier spiritually we will be.
我们就会在属灵上更健康。
How does the Father see us?
那神是怎么看我们呢？
This is how he sees us.
神是这么样的看我们的。
For all of you who are immersed into Christ,
你们所有在归入基督里的，
baptized, immersed into Christ,
当你们受洗归入进入了基督里，
have clothed yourselves with Christ,
你们就已经穿上了基督。
So that the history of Christ,
换句话说，基督所有的历史
is now your history.
现在就成为你的历史。
From the Father's view,
从天父的眼光里，
you have died with Christ on the cross.
你已经与基督在十字架上同死。
You've been buried with Christ in the tomb.
你也跟基督一起被埋在坟墓里。
And you were raised with Christ from the dead.
也与基督一起从死里被举起来。
And you're seated with Christ in the heavens.
现在你与基督一同坐在天上。
That's how the Father sees a Christian.
而这就是神怎么样来看一位基督徒。
That's the family history of the Christian.
这就是一个基督徒的家庭背景。
Nancy, do you know our children are adopted?
念慈姐妹，你知道我们的孩子是领养的吗？
All 63 of them.
你所有63个孩子都是。
All 2 of them.
我的两个孩子。
Adrian and Andrew are adopted.
我的两个孩子，儿子女儿都是领养的。
They came into our homes when they were 2 days old.
他们都是在出生第二天就来到了我的家里。
And they think they're Ekmans.
但是他们却认为他们是 Ekman 这个家庭的一份子。
By blood and by biology, they are not.
但是就着血缘来说，他们不是。
By genetics, they are not Ekman.
就着遗传学来说，他们不是。
But they sincerely believe they're Ekman.
但是他们真的很诚心的相信，他们是 Ekman 家庭的一份子。
Both of our children know their birth mothers.
我的两个孩子都认识他们的生生母亲。
My son's birth mother.
我儿子的生生母亲。
Introduced Andrew to some friends.
把我的儿子介绍给一些朋友。
And she said,
那他说,
Here is my son Andrew.
当这个他的生生母亲介绍的时候，就说这是我的儿子 Andrew.
Andrew was upset for a week over that.
那我的儿子 Andrew 呢，他为了这个不高兴了一个礼拜。
The woman is a very nice woman.
这个母亲是一个很好的母亲，很好的女人。
But she made a mistake.
但是她犯了一个错。
In Andrew's heart,
在 Andrew 的心里,
he instinctively feels he's an Ekman.
他本能的认为他是 Ekman 家的一份子。
He instinctively feels he's an Ekman.
他本能的相信他自己是 Ekman 家庭的一份子。
So when he's introduced as her son,
当他被介绍他是这位女人的儿子。
He's offended.
他觉得不高兴。
Bothered.
他感觉被困扰了。
Because he knows his father.
为什么呢？因为他知道他的父亲是谁。
It is I.
就是我。
He knows his parents' love.
他知道他父母对他的爱。
He knows we see him with delight.
他知道我们喜悦他。
And he grew up in the history of our family.
而且他在这样子的一个我们的家庭背景里成长的。
And you could tell him all day long.
你可以跟他不断的耳提面命。
That biologically or physically he's not an Ekman.
就着肉身来说，他不是 Ekman 家庭的一份子。
But it doesn't matter.
但是这不重要。
His instinct are the instincts of an Ekman.
因为他本能的觉得他是这个家的一份子。
When you become a Christian,
当你成为一个基督徒的时候,
you're not brought into your father's house at 2 days of age.
你并不是在出生第二天就带进了天父的家庭里。
You have to choose to be a Christian.
当你成为基督徒的时候，你必须要选择成为一个基督徒。
And then you have to experience the family life of heaven.
然后呢，你必须经历这个天家的这个经历。
And we have to leave cultural background behind us.
我们必须要脱离我们从前文化背景。
We have to leave family background behind us.
我们也要把我们的家庭背景摆在后面。
And we have to enter into this new family of God.
然后我们进入了一个新的神的家庭。
And every child of God has the same family history.
每一个神的儿女都有同样的家庭背景。
Every child of God has died with Christ on the cross.
每一个神的儿女都与基督同死在十字架上。
Been buried and been raised.
被埋葬了而且复活。
And that's how the Father sees us.
这是神看我们的眼光。
Now I think I'm Caucasian.
我认为我想我是一个白人。
And I strongly suspect you are Asian.
我觉得你们看起来像亚洲人。
And everyone in this room has a different family history.
每一个人在这里都有不一样的家庭历史。
But God has made it very simple.
但是神把它都简化了。
He gives everyone the family history of Christ.
神给每一个人耶稣基督的家庭历史。
So that all of us,
所以我们每一位
participate in the history of the Christ,
都在神的在耶稣基督的历史里有份。
And so the fourth experience,
所以这第四个经历
is to really have a sense of living within this new history.
我们要有这一份，我们要有这个感觉，我们要感觉我们是在这一个新的历史里面。
So how do we get this into our hearts?
我们怎么样把这个放在我们的心里呢？
There is a Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们看见这里有天父，有子，有圣灵。
And Jesus was sent to rescue us.
耶稣被差来救我们。
And we integrate these truths into our hearts.
我们要把这样子的真理放进我们的心里，跟我们的心里融合。
Because every time we pray,
每一次当我们祷告的时候，
every time we pray,
每一次当我们祷告的时候，
we should make sure that we're praying to an Abba Father in heaven.
我们必须确定我们是在跟天上的父亲祷告。
Who delights in who we are.
他喜悦我们这个人。
And we should recognize that we're valued for who we are as persons.
我们必须要认清楚神看重我们这个人。
It's not what we do.
不在于我们做了什么。
It's how we are loved by Him.
而我们就是这样子的被他爱着。
And then finally, He sees us in Christ.
而且他是在基督里看我们。
Do you know?
你知道吗?
Many Christians, when they pray,
很多基督徒当他们在祷告的时候,
are preoccupied with the last three sins they have committed.
他们想的都是他们过去所最近犯的三个罪。
But really, we should be preoccupied with
我们心里所应该充满的思想呢?
The three things that Christ has done for us.
应该是三件基督所为我们成的，为我们做的事。
He suffered for our sins.
他为了我们的罪受苦。
He died.
为我们的罪死。
He was raised.
让他复活了。
And the Father has joined us to that history.
而神把我们放进了这样子的一个历史。
So when we pray,
所以当我们祷告的时候，
we should look at ourselves through His eyes.
我们必须从他的眼光来看我们自己。
Who are as people who are deeply loved?
看我们是谁呢？我们是被他深深所爱的。
As people who are in Christ,
我们是在基督里的人。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Father,
我们天上的父。
We thank you that your love is deep and rich.
我们感谢你，你的爱是又深又广。
We thank you that you have sent your Son to rescue us.
我们感谢你，因为你差遣你的儿子来救我们。
And that you made the determination for us to join your family.
而且你做了一个决定，让我们能够来进入你的家庭。
And you have shared the family history with us.
你跟我们一起分享你的家庭历史。
We ask that we might live within that history.
我们向你求，我们真的能够活在那个历史里。
We ask that we might delight in your love.
那我们向你求，我们真的能够因你的爱而喜悦。
And we would ask that each moment of each day.
我们向你求每一天，每一个时刻。
That we would recognize emotionally.
我们可以在我们的情感里来认识。
That we are under your tender love and affection.
我们是在你那温柔慈爱里。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样子的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you.